Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to once again have an opportunity to connect. So what we'd like to discuss today is the upcoming winter solstice, as well as your transition into the year 2012 and expectations of the year to come. So starting with the winter solstice, each solstice you have the opportunity to receive downloads from the sun. This last solstice in the summer, part of the download allowed you to more fully connect with the collective that is the planet. You shifted your awareness from that of an individual that was separate to an individual that is part of a collective. And for many of you, it felt very, very challenging because your sense of balance was off as a result. You had to recenter yourselves. And it took a while. Now, as you move forward to the winter solstice, you're going to find you may experience something akin to that again. Now that you found your balance, it's time to recenter with these upgrades that are coming from the sun. So with the winter solstice, the upgrades include your ability to connect not only as an individual, but also as a collective of the earth to your solar system. So not only will you be able to connect to the individuals or the unique consciousnesses that make up your solar system, but also to each collective planetary body, as well as the solar system as a whole. So there are three different levels there that you will be able to connect with. So that again is going to change your sense of being. It's going to change your perspective, all right, how you're looking and feeling your reality, because that will certainly change the vantage point in which you look at all life. How does this look in your physical reality? You are going to start to hear more and more stories about what is going on in your solar system. Your focus collectively will be on the sun, what's going on with the sun, as well as what's going on with the other planets, because a lot of the transition that you're going through is not just happening to Earth, but it's happening to the entire solar system. You're going through a sector of space which is full of high photonic energy. And not only is Earth benefiting from this to the point that she's able to go through an ascension process, but so are the other planetary bodies. The difference is that they're not transiting between dimensions. They're not increasing their frequency that much. That's not their blueprint. It's not where they're at right now. It is what Earth has chosen to do at this time. So that's coming up. Now, as you come to the end of the calendar year, many of you get triggered regarding the date itself of 2012. And it will activate your fears, if you're carrying them, around massive shifts in the climate of the planet. So pole shifts, pole reversals, floods, fires, earthquakes, volcanoes, and the like. All of that gets triggered, not only from memories of this particular experience on this planet, or these particular experiences on the planet, but also to times where you have had cataclysmic events happen on other worlds. And it's all coming up as you are learning to integrate more of your wholeness, more of your higher self, into the lower chakras. You're doing chakra integration, so you're really working on the first and second right now. And you're going to find that that may get triggered for you. So just be conscious of that. Now, also with 2012, there are a lot of predictions about what will happen at the winter solstice next year. And what we say to you is to let go of all the ideas, the predictions about what it's supposed to be like, and simply get in the driver's seat and determine that in this now moment. We have said time and time again that we cannot tell you how it is going to play out, because you are determining that very thing in this now moment. So pay attention to how you are feeling. How are you being triggered? How are you being activated? Where are you attached to ideas, people, things? And when you let go of your resistance, when you let go of your attachments, when you let go of your judgments, that is what allows you to go through the ascension process. This is what you all are trying to do. And this is what shapes your external world. The changes that you make internally make a change in your external reflection. So you don't have to sit there and wait for the rest of the world to change. We've talked about the nature of time. And it's understanding that the way time works, it's an illusion. And there are infinite now moments that you can place yourself upon. And as you shift and change your vibrational state, you align with a version of reality that matches what you wish to create, as opposed to what's going to happen to you. It's a very passive position to look at reality from, and we are here to tell you that your creative process isn't passive. You may think about it that way, that somehow you are a victim, but it is an active role that you are playing. Just what you're pulsing out is happening at the subconscious level. But you are still active in creating a reality 100% of the time. So start getting conscious about what you'd like that to be. We will say one other thing here. Many of you are uncertain of what you are to do, all right, or what steps to take. And we will say that it is not important so much what it is that you do, but rather the frequency that you hold as you move through the world. Because many of you will ask, what am I supposed to do for a job? Well, do something that's exciting, that you're curious about. It feeds on itself. The more you are able to enjoy what it is you're doing, the more energy flows. The more energy flows from your 3D reality, the more money flows, the more other things tend to flow. So the what isn't as important as the how you're doing it. And we'll leave you with that. Have fun, dear ones. It's going to be an exciting year to come. And we are curious just how you're going to shape your reality. So have fun experiencing it. Be creative with your thought. Take flight. We'll be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.